let's consider why sin made necessary the atonement of the cross. One, sin brought man under God's condemnation. God's wrath is a fact of revealed truth. God's wrath is not vindictive or arbitrary. Condemnation is the natural consequence of sin against the holiness of God. It cannot be disassociated from the righteous love of God. The wrath of God is against sin. But as long as man remains in rebellion and against God, God's wrath against sin must also be against man in sin. Christ was made sin that we might receive the forgiveness of our sins. His atonement made possible the gracious assurance. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, no condemnation now exists for those who are in Christ Jesus. Second, sin separated man from God. It created enmity in man's heart toward God. And herein was the necessity for the reconciliation of the cross. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:19, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. The Bible tells us that God acted to reconcile sinful man. He acted in Christ and through Christ. The cross is the supreme demonstration of God's outreach toward rebellious man. It is also the supreme evidence of God's willingness to forgive man by grace. And it is finally the supreme declaration of God's ultimate appeal in Christ, who himself said, as for me, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself, John 12:32. If man does not respond to the reconciliation of the cross by giving up his hostility and repentance and faith, then all that remains is an eternity without God and without hope. Third, sin brought man into bondage. But the death of Christ wrought deliverance and freedom. We were slaves, but we now enjoy the liberty of the children of God. The price of our redemption we should never forget. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, for you know that you were redeemed from your empty way of life inherited from the fathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that lamb without defect or blemish. And for that, indeed, endless praise should be given to him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by his blood, Revelation 1:5. And fourth, sin brought stain and guilt. How can man be clean before God and know the peace of being right with God? Well, the answer is found in the atonement of Christ. John assures us that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. We are made clean by appropriating the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ, and we are set right with God because of his righteousness revealed at the cross and imputed to us, all on the condition of faith.